It's with great pleasure that I welcome onto the show Nigel Havers. Thanks very much for joining me.
That's all right. Where are you?
We're based in Weybridge.
Weybridge?
Just very close to Woking, I believe, which is where you're going to be. But we'll talk about that.
We're going to be in Woking on the next week, on the 10th, I think it is.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in just a second. Now, of course, before we talk about the latest production, Basket Case, many of our listeners associate you with numerous television, film and stage productions, but not everyone will know that you also worked behind the scenes in radio.
I did years ago. I worked as a researcher on the Jimmy Young Show, for those who are old enough to remember, and the reason was that I was an out-of-work. I was an out-of-work actor living in Dig somewhere in London. And the producer used to live in the upstairs rather glamorous flat, and I was in the basement, obviously. And he spotted me one day and said, what do you do? And I said, well, why? He said, well, I notice you're never working. You must be an actor. I said, you're right. So he got me this job as a researcher, and I was there. They were very kind to me. They let me go and do the odd job, but I was there for on and off for a couple of years. And so that's how I know all about the workings of a radio programme.
Uh-huh. You'll be in my seat before I know it. But of course,
I'll be in your seat before you know it.
Exactly.
I probably won't, because I don't live near you, so I won't be hard. It'll be a hard push to get me down to working every day.
That's
Except,
true, yes.
But I'm going to be there every evening.
On special occasions, obviously, to do a show. But of course, before you do that, you also seem to be appearing on our screens as Lord Hepworth in the hugely popular Downton Abbey. Are you looking forward to this? Are you enjoying all the attention the series has received?
Yes, I mean, I've only filmed half my stuff. I've got to do my stuff next month. Mm-hmm. So, I love doing it. It's just nice to be in a show like that. Because it's like the old days. Because when I first started on TV, everything I did was like costume drama in those days, because that's what people love to watch.
That's right, yes. And many people remember you in the compelling Upstairs, Downstairs, and also the engrossing series of The Charmer. Seems the part was made for you, didn't it? But
except he was a sort of murderer.
Apart from that aspect,
apart
obviously.
From that, it was
yes.
Made for me, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you regard that role with particular affection, or do you have any other roles that you hold?
No, it was fun. I tend to love to do all those sort of things. And it seems like a long time ago now, but yeah, they were great things to do.
Yes, I mean, your character in Basket Case is known to be smoothly charming and wholly unreliable. Do you think that charm can be taught, or is it something that you're just born with?
I don't know. I think you can. That's a very different and interesting question. I don't know. I think you can. I think you can be born with it, and you can learn it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Many listeners also will remember you in many classic films like Chariots of Fire and A Passage to India. If you positively had to decide on a preferred medium, would it be stage or screen?
Whenever I'm doing a play, I always want to be doing a film, and whenever I'm doing a film, I always do want to do a play.
It's always what you can't have.
So actually, the answer to that is I don't mind either. But I like to mix it around a bit.
Yes, exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah, keep it interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, talking of A Passage to India, it's been suggested from reports from actors that Sir David Lean wasn't the easiest director to get along with. But how did you personally find him?
I really, really adored him, and I became a very close friend and over the years. So I didn't have any stories like that, except just pure joy. I loved working with him.
That's refreshing to hear.
And I think about not liking... There was a rumour that he didn't really like actors, and I didn't really believe that, because I thought, he was fantastic with actors. He was 72 when he directed that, so maybe he mellowed quite a lot.
Maybe.
But he was fantastic to work with.
That's good to hear.
I've actually had a very good run of directors. Hugh Hudson directed Chariots. He's a wonderful man, and also a very close friend of mine, so I've been very lucky with all the directors I've worked with.
That's great.
In fact, Robin Lefebvre, who's directed the play I'm in, which is coming to Woking on the 9th of October, he's an old friend, and he's a fantastic director as well.
Excellent. Well, it seems you're blessed with directors. So that's always good to know. I mean, talking of wonderful directors, you've cited a few there, but I remember you in vividly remember you in Empire of the Sun, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah.
Can you cite any memorable scenes of working with Spielberg?
Oh, no, he was good. What I liked about him, he's very, very... People always assume that he was quite a slow director, but in fact, he was very, very quick. Quite often, if we finish the day's filming, it might be 4 in the afternoon and we'd go home. It was lovely.
Sounds good. Is that the kind of filming you like? Do you like to just do quick takes?
I like.
Yeah.
That really is the kind of director I love.
Excellent. So you like to do it in one take if you can.
That's the kind of director I love, who's, you know, quick, to the point.
Excellent. Definitely. Now, of course, very different work, Richard II and Man and Superman. You're well used to appearing on stage and also in art as well, which I really like that production. You know, you've done a lot of great comedies as well, and I remember great characterisation and good dialogue in Don't Wait Up. But you must have had your fair share of good and poor scripts. What do you particularly look for in a script?
Actually, I'm not very good at knowing when a script's good. I have to ask around and get advice and things. But it's just my gut instinct is what I sort of try and go on. Mm-hmm. And if I can't make up my mind, my agent's very good at reading scripts, so we do it sort of together.
That's good, yes, because is it Michael Whitehall, your agent? Yes, so he's been working with you, I guess, on the new project. But yes, so is another BAFTA, because you've been BAFTA nominated for the role of Lord Andrew Lindsay in Chariots of Fire, but you've also appeared in the successful BBC comedy Manchild, and sort of brings you together with another BAFTA award-winning writer of Manchild. You finding that process working with
Nick? Well, I mean, I wanted to do a new play, and I thought of Nick Fisher because he wrote such good scripts in Manchild, so he'd never written a play before, but he really wanted the challenge of doing it, so here we are, 2 years later, coming to Woking, and with a brand new comedy, which is really fun to do. It's a bit nerve-wracking, because you never know when you start how funny it is, the audience like it, but so far they seem to love it.
Yes, good response from them, having the laughs in the right place.
Yeah.
That's great.
And the great thing is it's not too long, it's mercifully not too long, because I can't stand being in the theatre for hours and hours and hours. I like it to be, to the point.
Yes.
And each act's about 45 minutes, and so it can be in the pub by 9:10.
Sounds the ideal night out for many people, I'm sure.
Exactly.
But what is it about Nick's writing you think that stands out?
I don't know. I just think he sort of nails. He's just funny and bright and clever, and just nails the comedy. He's a very crisp, smart writer.
Excellent. I mean, it's been said of Basket Case that it is a particularly hilarious comedy, if people get the pun there.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about The Promise.
Well, it's about. The crux of the play is there's a family dog that's old, but he seems to be dying. And so my ex-wife says, maybe I should be there with the vet to sort of work out whether we should relieve him of his illness. And it all sparks off a whole extraordinary afternoon in the house. So you have to come and see it to find out what happened.
Cliffhanger, you're not going to give too much away.
It's not very funny, is it?
Yes, no.
It is hysterical. There you go.
You have to see it. That's the whole point.
Yeah,
but, of course, I mean, are you a pet lover in real life, or has this been a particular acting challenge?
I've had dogs on and off all my life, and animals and things like that, so, yeah.
Hmm. You support animals, but you're also a supporter of the British Red Cross as well, I noticed.
I am,
What is it about that charity that you particularly like to support?
It's just they're global, and they basically help out people all over the world, and that's a hell of a thing to do in crisis. And I've been to various sort of hot spots for them to raise money over the years.
That's great. That's a really great thing to do.
They're a great charity.
Mm, absolutely. Now, of course, back to the play. You have acted in many productions, but what was it about this? You're producing this play, am I right?
You're right, yeah.
Yeah. What was it about actually producing a play at this time?
Well, it just seemed to make sense for me and Michael Whitehall to do it together. So, we take on the worry of it all. But at least we have control of it, which is great.
Yes, yes. Pros and cons in everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Of course, people have said you'll be barking mad to miss it. So, of course, it's going to be great fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well done.
It's going to be great fun. And we wish you all the best. You're going to be at Woking, aren't you, on the 10th to the 15th of October at the New Victoria Theatre. So it just remains me to say, Nigel Havers, thank you so much for joining me on the show.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And that was Nigel Havers, and he'll be appearing in the comedy Basket Case at the New Victoria Theatre in Woking on the 10th of October to the 15th of October. Brooklyn's Radio.